This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelpeth. A coronavirus resurgence is wiping out 2 months of progress in the U.S. and sending infections to dire new levels in the South and West. Hospital administrators and health experts have warned that politicians and a public tired of being cooped up are letting a disaster unfold. With more than 36,000 COVID-19 cases reported Wednesday, the U.S. is back near its late April peak. New cases have been declining steadily in early U.S. hotspots, such as the states of New York and New Jersey, but several other states have set single-day case records this week. They include Arizona, California, Mississippi, Nevada, and Texas. Some of them also broke hospitalization records. Coronavirus infections are climbing rapidly among young Americans in a number of states where bars, stores, and restaurants have reopened. It's a disturbing generational shift that puts young people in greater peril than many realize and poses an even bigger danger to the older people who cross their paths. National figures show that almost as soon as states began reopening, people 18 to 49 years old quickly became the age bracket most likely to be diagnosed with new cases. And although every age group saw an increase in cases during the first week in June, the numbers shot up fastest in the younger age group. South Africa is taking part in Africa's first human trials aimed at producing a potential vaccine against the coronavirus. Oxford University is working with South Africa's University of Witwatersrand. The two announced Wednesday thousands of volunteers will be taking part. This is VOA News.